Beloved, we have come to Cheese Fair Sunday, the day before the beginning of Lent, and today is a twofold commemoration. First, liturgically, we remember the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise. At the Vespers last evening, many of the hymns were dedicated to this, dedicated to Adam lamenting what he had done, asking even the leaves of paradise by their rustling to intercede before God for Adam's restoration. And finally, Adam speaking to Christ, asking forgiveness, and Christ saying, I do not desire the death of my creation, but rather that everyone should hear the word of truth, and no one who comes to me will I cast out. Those are the last words of one of the hymns from the Apostolica. No one who comes to me will I cast out, Christ says. Comes to him in repentance. We celebrate this as the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise because this is, so to speak, where everything went wrong in the beginning, where humanity decided to become God without God, to act in pride, to act of its own accord, not united to God. And so Lent carries us through understanding this, which not only happened in paradise, but happens in us. It happens in us in our sins, because by our sins we make ourselves exiles, as Adam and Eve were exiled from paradise. We make ourselves exiles by putting distance between us and God when we sin. We're saying that we know better than God knows, and we're going to do it our way. As that famous song says, I did it my way. Well, doing it my way is not always doing it God's way. It's only ever to do it God's way. Thy will be done, we pray in the Lord's Prayer. So for us to begin the journey of Lent, to have repentance, we have to understand that we are exiles, that we are sinners, that we need repentance, that we need to turn ourselves back to God. Because if we don't have that understanding, we're not going to make the journey. Or we won't make it with a full heart, a heart set on it, because we'll think we're okay. We're not that bad. We can get along day by day. But that's not the case, truly, whether we realize it or not, that we, each of us, is a sinner and call ourselves the sinner, first of all. That we are exiles from God by our sins. Yet we know that even at this holy liturgy, Christ is going to catch us up, exiles that we are, take us by the hand and lead us to himself, lead us to his heavenly throne, to the Father, and give himself to us. Because we've taken the baby step of coming here on this day, of getting up, though it's daylight saving time now, driving here in the wind, coming here. We made these little steps, and Christ will give us himself here and now. He will raise us up to paradise now, today. Yet over the 40 days that are coming, we are called upon to increase our fasting, to increase our prayer, to increase our giving alms to those in need, in order to break up the crud of sin that builds up on us. You think how our cars get covered in mud and salt and we take them to the car wash. That's how we become in our sins, and we may not notice it. That we become a little more brusque, a little less charitable, a little more selfish, a little more prideful by our sins. And we have this holy season of Lent to work our way back from outside the gates of paradise to come to Christ's crucifixion and his resurrection. And these small things we do, fasting, additional prayer, almsgiving, these are all tools, means to bring us closer to Christ. We shouldn't be looking at someone else's plate to see how they're fasting, but we should be worried about how we're fasting, what we can do, how we can do a little more than we did last year, whether with prayer or fasting or almsgiving, so that we aren't in the same rut, continuing on year after year and not growing any closer to Christ, not seeking to bring ourselves closer to Him. That's the first part of this commemoration, the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise and our journey through the wilderness in these 40 days, like our Lord went 40 days without food and water, tempted by the devil before He began His ministry. We will go through this to lead us to His life-saving resurrection. And the second commemoration we get from the gospel that this Sunday is popularly called Forgiveness Sunday. It begins, as we forgive those, so will God forgive us. If we do not forgive, He will not forgive us. That's a dreadful judgment, and it's one we make every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses, as we also forgive those who trespass against us. That the journey cannot be true, it cannot be leading us to God, if we do it with unforgiveness in our heart. We have to begin with forgiveness. It's where we must begin, forgiving one another, whether we tell the person who offended us we forgive them or not. If we have a small grudge, let it go. You don't even have to tell the person. But when that person's name or face comes before us, we don't make a face inside or outside or think uncharitable thoughts. That's the forgiveness that we need to begin with. Because it's in doing that, in coming before God, saying, Christ, I am sorry for my sins. I'm going to try to do better by your grace, by you living in me. And I'm going to forgive my fellow, my neighbor, my co-worker, whomever may have offended us. That if we do this, then we are breaking the hardness of our heart, so that God can enter in, Christ can enter in, so that we find forgiveness ourselves. And it's a blessed thing to find that forgiveness. Looking back at Adam and Eve, the one thing they didn't do was say they were sorry. They didn't ask forgiveness. Rather, they were covered in shame. They were shamed, and they hid themselves because they forgot who Christ was, who Christ is, the one who walked in the garden with them and spoke with them and enjoyed their presence. When they sinned, they blamed one another and were so filled with shame that they hid themselves. And we do that ourselves, too. We can be filled with shame over our sins, forgetting who God is, that He wants us, He desires us, He seeks us out. Christ is our brother, our friend, our love, our everything. What sin we have committed? Go to Him, ask His forgiveness, and He forgives. Cast aside the shame. Cast it aside. Because He is only interested in winning us for Himself, which is why He comes. Why He comes to take up our flesh. Why He comes to suffer, to die on the cross, to be raised from the dead, to win us back for Himself. That having been said, that He has done all these things for us, And he is doing them for us here right now at this liturgy. Can we make the tiniest steps to fast a little more, pray a little more, give alms a little more, forgive a little more, so that we make room more for him in our souls, in our bodies, in our life, so that at the end of the 40 days, we truly enter with rejoicing into both his passion, his death, and his resurrection.